Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We are live in Phoenix on Radio Row. Super Bowl 49 coverage continuing and brought to you by our friends at Charles Nusinoff as well as Continental Title. Have we had a Raven, like a real live current Raven yet, Luke? I don't think we have, right?
I think he's our first.
He's our first.
Oh, well, all right.
Middle of the week. So we've only heard you say one word, so we play, you know, connect the dots as to who's really here. So we can play, like, what's my line, you know, like... Oh, Justin Tucker, I'm not going to give it away. You know, what's going on, man? Kicking them straight?
Yeah, man. Well, taking a little break from kicking them right now.
You got to give your leg a break, really?
Yeah, yeah. Just a couple weeks after the season's done, just to kind of, you know, really chill out, mellow out for a minute, and, you know, give us an opportunity to focus on something else. Amanda and I were getting married in March, so.
I remember all the rose petals and the Mr. <I'm sure>. Romance.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Add on Twitter, I saw it.
So yeah, we're kind of doing all the. I say we, like, she's doing a lot of the planning, as one would expect.
Say yes to the dress.
You just have to show up, right?
More or less, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, repeat after me. I do.
I do, yes. That will be my line, and I'm sticking to it.
You got that down.
Yes.
You got that down.
Yes.
Out here for the Super Bowl, working, funning, sunning. Obviously, you worked so hard to get in the league, and your first visit was kicking the ball, right? And you hadn't been to a Super Bowl until... You kicked in one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd never been. I never really thought about it like that. I never had been to a Super Bowl until I was fortunate enough to be playing in one.
Right.
So, you know, last season, Amanda and I went straight from Hawaii to New York City and New Jersey area for the Super Bowl last year.
That's a weather change.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was just about to say it was. it was quite a contrast, but. You know, we had a lot of fun last year. You know, obviously, you know, we all want to be playing in it, and you guys want to be covering the stories.
Yeah, you think I want to be here talking about Bill Belichick and swollen balls and deflated by, you know, I don't want to. I want to be purple and wrapped up and having fun. You know,
exactly, exactly. I think we all do. But you know, at the same time, this is such a cool week. You know, cool couple of weeks really with the Pro Bowl. And the Super Bowl all being in the same location this time around. It's pretty cool to, you know, see it all unfold. This is my first time to come through the, you know, the whole Radio Row setup, as it's called.
And, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and see all
of... This is 23 years for me. It's grown a little.
Yeah,
It used to be a row. It used to be called a row, and then it became a hall and a hotel. And
now
it's
just the convention center. It's like the whole thing.
This isn't Radio Row anymore. It's the fan gallery, is why the fans walk through here now and ask us for pens for stuff.
Don't forget, presented by...
Unsponsored. Justin Tucker here on Radio Row in Phoenix. Going to the game or no? Just kind of hanging out?
We are not going to the game. That's kind of a little, I don't know, rule that I came
every
up with.
Every football player has it.
Yeah, same yeah. Role. I'm not going to go to the game unless I'm playing in it.
And so, I hear that every year.
So, you know, that's something I'm going to stick to. And, you know, hopefully we get to one next year. I think we've got a, you know, in Baltimore, got a good thing going and, you know, something to build upon. So. It'll be fun to see what happens.
All right, man. So I'm going to pretend like the guy in the locker room now about deflated balls and K-balls and balls that were watered and put in dryers. I've had people here from all the generations talking about this. I have never seen a topic, I don't want to say controversial, but where people have such widely divergent opinions on the effectiveness, the science, the like, you know, I like the ball this way, that we've had old quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, kickers, punters, snappers, all sitting in these chairs, and they've all had a different opinion. What's yours?
Man, you know, that's something it's tough for me to even put my thumb down on it because I don't know the details. Frankly, that's above my pay grade, all that stuff. Here's my view on it is, you can put whatever in front of me. You can put a water balloon or a cinder block, and I'm going to kick it, and more than likely it's going to go through those little yellow posts. And that's just about it for me.
But your balls are all the same because they're K-balls, right? They're like, when you touch a K, because I don't touch these. You do every day. The ones you kick in practice, are you kicking brand-new balls all the time, or are you kicking scuffed-up balls? Because in the game, they're going to hand you a rock, essentially, right? My understanding is the K-balls don't even have the shine off of them. No quarterback would want to throw a K-ball, from what I understand.
Yeah, the K-ball is a little different. And this is just like, I guess, an NFL rule, or however you want to put it, I guess. But you have, if I'm not mistaken, 8 footballs for each game. that are like shipped straight from the manufacturer to the stadium, and then you have somebody who's a member of, you know, each team's respective equipment staffs. They get to have, I guess, like an hour or 20 minutes, or there's like some period of time. I don't know exactly what it is, but they can kind of work in the ball a little bit and break it in. So, you know,
the K-balls.
The K-ball. And that's something that's specific to the K-ball. And that's something that every team around the league does. They have a guy or a couple guys that spend, I'm not sure of the exact amount of time, but they get these brand new footballs and they break them in a little bit before the game. So, you know everybody's dealing with the same circumstances to get the ball prepared, if that makes sense. So there's usually like an official in the room just watching the guys prepare the K-balls, and everybody has the same amount of time. They have the same, you know, tools and whatever mechanisms at their disposal to prepare the ball in the allotted period of time. And you know, we've got a guy who's great at it, and there's a bunch of guys around the league who are really good at it. And whenever we're playing, you know, on Sundays, and you know, we're, you know, say we're kicking the ball off, or we're kicking a field goal, or Sam's punting one, you know, we know we're getting the same ball week in and week out, like the same exact ball.
It's consistent,
ball.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the older guys have all said that it was a science to knee the ball, kick the ball, soften the ball, get down on the points. That a guy who does what you do 20 years ago, you would have been a scientist about it. Now they've taken all of that out. I mean, Matt Stover probably could even speak to that from earlier in his era, that there was a lot of that going on, and now it's just... they've made it easier for you. Here's the ball. It's the same ball all the time. Kick it. It's got a K on it.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it is crazy how the game evolves, and not just, you know, respect to the K ball, but everything. I mean, there's all sorts of rule changes proposed year in and year out. And, you know, you look at the Pro Bowl this last week, and they narrowed the goalposts for no reason, and they moved the PAT back to the to where it was a 35-yard PAT. I mean...
that's going to happen. You're new to the game. You've been in 3 years. You kicked 15 years in this league. That's going to happen to you. They are going to narrow it, and they are, and they're going to move the hash back. That's where it's moving, right?
Right, right. And I want to go back to something you said a little bit earlier before the discussion of the footballs. You said it doesn't matter what you're kicking. It could be a brick, I think you even said. And I get this question all the time. I grew up in Baltimore, lots of Ravens fans as friends, and they always ask me, because they know I cover the team, how does Justin Tucker make it look so easy? Go.
Well, shoot.
Because
that's
you
not
have.
A loaded question.
I mean,
that's
let's
not
call,
a loaded question.
But let's call a spade a spade. Super Bowl winner as a rookie, kicked the big winner in Denver, Pro Bowler in your second year. I mean, you're right up there as one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. You know, smaller sample size.
And they're trying to screw him by making the goalposts more narrow.
And,
he's too,
you know,
good at it.
Knock on wood,
right.
We've never seen you blink as far as any adversity or any big spot.
You know, for me, it's always been a matter of just trying to keep things really simple.
Right.
And, you know, we were actually just talking about this principle that I'm about to talk about. We were talking about this at lunch a little bit ago, how, you know, there's the moment, there's the game, and then there's the moment within that moment, which is, for me, the kick, right? The knowing the situation of the game. So, for instance, when we were in Pittsburgh and we had a longer field goal attempt. I think it was 52 yards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we had a 52-yarder lined up from the right hash. We had a 52-yarder lined up from the right hash to put us up by 8 points. If I miss it, you know, I'm not thinking about this, you know, while I'm kicking the ball. But if I miss it, you know, we're up by five, and then
touchdown can beat you.
And then Ben and his friends are marching the other way, and yeah, a touchdown can beat us at that point if nobody else scores after they do.
You personally have the ability to take the pressure off the defense a bit.
Right, right. So, like, you know, I know that. I know that we've got a great defense, and the way we were playing on all sides of the ball, you know, it's. I wouldn't say we were taking a risk, but we were assessing the situation and saying to ourselves, everybody included, yeah, we're going to make this kick, and we're going to make this game, you know, our game with the last 7 or 8 minutes remaining. So, you know, you take that moment and you take all the knowledge around it, right? And then you have to hone in on the 1.3 seconds between the snap, the hold, and the kick,
right,
and forget about all that other stuff and just make the kick for what it's worth. So, You know, I make sure I have a decent spot to plan in. I make sure I got my spot lined up with Sam. We pick out a target behind the goalpost and we stick to it. And as soon as the ball is snapped, I'm not thinking that, okay, we're going to make this kick and go up by 8 points. And then, you know, I'm going to celebrate by doing the Terrio dance after I nail this sucker.
Danny Terrio? Dance fever, baby. How
no,
did you know that?
The cousin Terrio. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's a little...
I'm older.
That's a pop culture reference. You know, it's probably a little 2000 late at this point.
I thought Danny Terrio, dance fever. But I'm old. You know, that's more of a Matt Stover reference, I'm sure.
I want to ask you...
But yeah, trying to, you know, stay within that moment, within the bigger moment, and, you know, keeping it as simple as possible. To answer your question, it's just keep it simple, man.
Wanted to ask you, you're asked this at the end of the season, your future. You're going to be a restricted free agent this offseason. You know, clearly the Ravens will have a say in all that. How committed are you to wanting to be in Baltimore for the long haul? Clearly the Ravens entrusted you. You beat out Billy Cundiff your rookie year. You've had so much success. I think it's clear the organization wants to keep you around. I mean, how committed are you to hoping to get something done long term this offseason and not think about, you know, maybe going into next year on a 1 year deal?
You know, I can tell it to you just like this. I love to win. I love to be a part of a winning team. I love my teammates. I love the coaches. Everybody in that building from the top to the bottom. My experiences for the last 3 years have been great. And yes, I would absolutely love to be a part of that moving forward. Not just be a part of it, but, you know, as a kicker across the league, you know, you look who are your leading scorers, they're your kickers. So, sure. You know, I would love to continue being the leading scorer for the Baltimore Ravens for many, many years. But at the same time, there is this, you know, the ugly business side of things, if you will, that for me right now, I just kind of have to let all that stuff take care of itself. And focus on what's important to me right now, and that's, you know, ironing out these details with wedding planning and and
honeymoon.
You know, just exactly
going anywhere good or give it away or no? You know, give it away, honeymoon, big time.
We're I'll keep that a little secret. You know, that's a little,
if I were you, and I'll tell you this,
we don't want to get crushed on our honeymoon.
If I were you, there's one word: Tahiti. That's what Tahiti, Tahiti. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
I've been a lot of places. Make him take you to Tahiti. Not Tahiti, Moorea. You want to go to Moorea, and if he's got a nice boat, go over to Bora Bora. It'll take you a little while. But
I don't have a boat, but you know, that could be in the works.
Rent a boat.
That could be kind of sick.
Yeah,
I do have to tell you, Spencer Tillman stopped by earlier this week on Radio Row, CBS college football analyst.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave us an outstanding rendition of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
I know
did.
You're an opera guy.
And it wasn't Boomer Sooner. It was like, it was the show Oklahoma.
Are you going to allow him to be the only guy who sung on Radio Row? Or you give us a few seconds here.
I mean, if he's saying Oklahoma, I can at least give you like the opening to the eyes. So, you know, right here at the camera, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Right there.
The eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day.
That's
all you're going to get.
That's all you got.
Not bad.
For more, go to justintucker.com.
Well, we're up to two.
I don't know. Okay, so yeah, you guys are probably leading the pack here. I don't know I haven't heard anybody else singing since we walked in.
We didn't expect it, and he went into it for 45 seconds, and we're looking at each other like, yeah, if the whole football analyst thing dries up for him, he's got a future, singing in some musicals.
I figured we'd do loving feeling or something.
I figured
like
you'd
that.
Appreciate
duet.
That.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
Duet for Doe, you and I. You know, my wife. I sang in a band. My wife broke the band up. She's the Yoko. Look at her, the Yoko Ono of my band.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Was it the leather pants that was the final straw?
No, that was the metal side. This was more of the pop MTV side.
More of like the Boy George side of things.
We didn't do any Culture Club, but I would have liked to. Mm. You know, I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
Time won't give me time. No, I don't know. Justin Tucker here on Radio Row. We're in Phoenix having some fun. Well, good luck on your nuptial and all
stuff. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a blast. And then, you know, all the other stuff combined, it's just everything's been a blessing. And
we think so. I mean, we've had a kind of a cool year, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been fun.
Exactly, yeah. So
well, go disappear for a little while, and we'll welcome you back, put the purple sweater back on, and we'll have you kicking. You know, I see you kicking a 38-yarder to win the Super Bowl next year in Santa Clara.
I feel like that would be super epic, and I'm all for it.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Then we'll make Dr. Pepper commercials and sing together.
All right. Then, yeah, then we'll go to Disney World, all that stuff.
No, we'll do. We'll sing We Are the Champions.
Yeah, again. I like that.
Again.
That's a good 80s
I paid my dues
rock
time
reference.
After
like
time.
That.
There you go. Yeah. Justin Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. You done with him? Are you going to dismiss him, Luke? Are you done?
We've bugged him long enough.
No more questions.
Let me go.
Let me say this. There are times where I think you don't like me. You literally walked in, sought us out. I didn't know you. I was told you might be coming, but you found us to come on.
I couldn't run past the WNST guys. And how would you think I don't like you, man? You guys are my guys, yeah. Man. You guys are my day ones, huh?
He's paranoid.
Yeah, you need to chill out with all that mess.
Just admit that you love me publicly, and I'll know forever.
He just said it. He just said it.
To pull a little QB one, a little Flacco.
Is that a Flacco?
I don't know if I can go that far. So.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy. I don't know. I don't know. He stopped doing that. Though.
He totally
you guys
stopped
are killing
doing
him
that
on that, right?
Yeah, we've been crushing it. For it.
In
yeah.
fact, it was hilarious.
We've noticed it too that he's kind of slowed it down.
The best part,
I think that's part of his deal, man. I think you got to dance with who brung you.
It really is. Early in the season, the best part was he would still do it, and then he'd stop himself. So in the middle of the podium session, the local guys kind of get it, and we kind of snicker. But then out of towners come in, the national guys, and they're kind of like, well, what's wrong with this guy?
And there was press conference etiquette. I mean, Belichick started to say football, and he would go football, and then Tom Brady just got him and said balls, 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 balls. Next thing you know, it's memed all over the world. So
be careful. Yeah, you make sure to
The foot.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Football. K balls. Justin Tucker, good luck with
thanks,
the Nuts. And whatever you do, you'll never compete with Flacco because there's no way you can pop out three kids in 3 years. Don't do that.
Oh my
gosh. Don't be competitive on that.
Shout out to them, man. That's awesome. Congrats to them. That's
Amanda,
awesome.
Tahiti. Tahiti, trust me, all right? We'll step out. We'll take a break. Great Justin Tucker to stop by. All brought to you by CharlesNewsonoff.com as well as Continental Title. Everything we're doing on Radio Row Super Bowl 49, XLIX. Justin will be kicking the winning kick in Super Bowl L. Is it L50? Is
Super
that right?
Bowl 50.
I don't know Roman numerals. I'm trying to learn it all. You can find it all in the Buy a Toyota Audio Vault at WNST.net. All the cool stuff we're doing. We are WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports.